Hi, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center. Find a comfortable place to sit. And when I say let's find a comfortable seat, I mean a posture where you can remain relaxed but alert. Think about being soft and receptive in the front and having a firm back. And then we're either going to close our eyes or a gentle downward gaze to minimize distractions. And we're going to take three nourishing breaths, longer on the exhale. On this third one, sip in a little more air at the top. And let it out with a sigh. Okay, let's let our breath find its natural rhythm, no forcing. And just resting your awareness gently on your breath, where you find it most easily. It could be the tip of your nostrils, or the rise and fall of your chest or your belly, but for a few breath cycles, just noticing where you notice it the most and resting your awareness there. Relax your eyebrows and have your forehead be very smooth. Relaxing your eyes. Releasing any tension from your jaws. Imagining that magical slight smile to the outside corners of your lips. Dropping that smile down into your neck and your throat, softening, smoothing. Dropping down into your heart center as you let your shoulder blades drift down your back. Taking a beat there to notice what's going on in your chest with your heart. Releasing your abs. Relaxing your hips into whatever is supporting you. Letting your thighs relax and your knees. Your calves and your ankles. Your feet. Allowing relaxation now from both shoulders down your arms through your elbows and your wrists to the tips of your fingers. And then softening your hands. You may want to place a hand or hands where you find it soothing. It could be your heart or your belly. Giving your arms a squeeze, cradling your face. Just as a reminder that this is self-care, self-compassion. Giving your time, your space to yourself and to each other right now, to all people who are meditating. And when you're ready, relaxing your hands to your lap. And once more, resting your awareness on your breath. Now calling to mind a being, an individual. It could be a human, it could be an animal that brings you joy. When you call this image up, it just makes you smile. selecting one being for this piece of the meditation. You can add others later, so you don't need to spend too much time auditioning for this special role. But when you have this image in your mind's eye, really take a look. What eye color does this being have? And if it's a dog or cat, what kind of fur and what does it feel like? If it's a person, what skin tone do they have? Hair color. And then just get a general sense, if you can, in your body. How do you feel witnessing this being that brings you joy? Is there an expansion or a softening? And can you notice where that might be in your body? This person makes you happy, or this animal makes you happy. And now repeating these traditional loving kindness phrases to this image, or using your own if you have a loving kindness practice. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be as healthy as you can possibly be. And may you live your life with ease. May you live your life with ease. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments as you visualize this being that brings you joy. You open your heart and you repeat those phrases for safety, happiness, health, and ease. Now inviting yourself to be in that snapshot with this being that really makes you feel good, brings you joy, and take a moment to marinate in those good feelings. Really let that land. Pushing that positive mental state to a neural trait as you enrich, absorb, marinate, and how good it feels to be with this being that brings you joy, happiness, peace. And of course, the phrases become, may we be safe. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. And may we live with ease. Around and around those phrases go. And now, of course, that open-hearted compassion is too good to keep to yourself. And you're invited now to open that circle of compassion and bestow those phrases as near and or as far as you wish. You can start small with friends and family, people that you know, and then you can paint with a very broad brush to your city and state, to your country, continent, to the planet, all sentient beings. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments for you to do that. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. And may we live with ease. Next time your mind wanders, use it as an opportunity to re-relax and rededicate these phrases. Now, if you have the whole planet in your mind's eye, you're painting the world with these phrases. And let's remember to add in all the plants and all the animals and the ocean. Global safety, global healing. Now, zooming in from those images, until you have the image of just you, take your time and envision yourself sitting in meditation right here, right now. And the phrases, of course, become, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, and may I live my life with ease. Just as all beings wish to be safe and free from suffering, so do I. I am worthy. I'm enough. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. And may I live with ease. Now, staying in the meditation, resting your awareness on your breath where you find it most easily, and just noticing what thoughts or feelings or emotions arise, and seeing whether you can just note them and let them drift on past. Like leaves going down a river or clouds blowing through the big sky of your mind. Open awareness. As you stay in this meditative state, I'd like you to take in the words of Howard Zinn, and I quote, "To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It is based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives. If we see only the worst, it destroys our capacity to do something. If we remember those times and places, and there are so many, where people have behaved magnificently, this gives us the energy to act, and at least the possibility of sending this spinning top of a world in a different direction. And if we do act, in however small a way, we don't have to wait for some grand utopian future. The future is an infinite succession of presents, and to live now as we think human beings should live, in defiance of all that is bad around us, is in itself a marvelous victory." Close quote. Howard Zinn. Now wiggling your fingers and wiggling your toes, listening to the very end of each chime, and then coming back into this space.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.